Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Frustration is no stranger to the child of God. Believers live in a world of broken pieces, of planes that are late and budgets which will not balance, just the same as the person who is an atheist. I contend, however, that God's child should have some resources with which to fight frustration. Yes, the believer has powers to cope that the atheist does not have. Like what? Well, let's go back to the source of much of our frustration. Goals which are not reached and expectations which are not met. Thus, frustration results. For the believer, his goals and objectives should rest upon the will of God, which he believes God wants him to accomplish. A lot of our frustration can be eliminated by aligning our goals and objectives with God's will. What should our response be when we want to accomplish something or do something that doesn't happen? Guideline 1, reassess your goals. It may well be that you are trying to do something which God doesn't want you to do, and your frustration is the result of violating His plan. Now, don't expect God to block everything you try to do that's wrong. Natural laws which are violated result in natural consequences. Prayer won't eliminate an unwanted pregnancy the morning after, or guilt, or whatever. But sometimes goals are wrong, and subsequently frustration builds. We're like the businessman who came to me quite annoyed that God wasn't answering his prayer. Yes, he was frustrated. He knew something was wrong somewhere. The only problem was that his frustration was the result of asking God to make him a multimillionaire. Guideline 2. Remove the source of your frustration if you can. Obviously, you can't do it every time. But say, for example, you've got an old car that keeps breaking down, and you keep thinking, well, this time we'll get it fixed right. Eventually, there's a point of no return. It may well be you instead of your car. The problem with this guideline is that it seldom works with people. You can't trade your brother-in-law for a new model, so there has to be another alternative. Guideline 3. Understand that God is sovereign no matter what happens. At some point, you need God's grace to accept what you can't change. If you are God's child, realize He has the means of overriding your puny ambition and giving you His grace to cope with frustration. If we could only see life from God's perspective, how different it would be. Romans 8:28 is often quoted out of context, but it's important. God works all things after the counsel of His will to those who love Him. Guideline 4. Bring your frustration to God, lay it at His feet. Paul did this as he asked the Lord to remove that thorn in the flesh, not once or twice, but three times. Three times he didn't get what he asked for. He got something better. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Therefore, said Paul, "I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness, in insults, in hardship, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Guideline number 5, overcome your frustration by laying hold of God's power to break through enemy territory. Paul wrote about it in 2 Corinthians 2:14. "Thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph."
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.